He definitely has that machismo.
Yes, it is time for the big boy, Mark Cabali of the Pat McAfee Show. He joins our show right now. We're coming up on the 50-minute mark, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. All right, big boy, two-part question. What'd you think of DeAndre Hopkins to the Chiefs, and what would you think of Cooper Kupp to the Steelers?
Well, you know what? I'm taking over here, Joe. Give me a standing ovation with the Russell Wilson stuff right now. Not a moment of silence. I need a golf clap. Yeah.
Limits, join in with some clapping, some live clapping. There we go. Yeah.
Now you know about the machismo I was talking about. Okay.
He definitely has that machismo.
Cooper Kupp, is that the first question you said?
First, what do you think of the Chiefs getting Hopkins, and then what about the Steelers with Kupp?
Boy, isn't that great? I mean, the Chiefs don't waste time. They identified an issue and went out and got him. I mean, Steelers have been looking for a wide receiver and for 6 months. It took him like 6 minutes to find one. So he still has, I mean, Patrick Mahomes is going to make him into a viable threat. They needed it. They identified a weakness and went out and be able to get him. So it's significant. I mean, that offense is not really running on all cylinders right now in Kansas City. So give him credit. I mean, that's what you have to do if you're, you know, three-time Super Bowl champion back-to-back. You identify an issue. We don't have a big window here. I mean, relatively speaking, go find it. So I think it's a pretty significant trade. As for Cooper Kupp, I'd go get him, man. I mean, once again, you're 5-2 right now. Very good possibility of being 6-2 with the meat of your schedule coming up. And then I know Cooper Kupp has been injured the last 2 years, but you see week one when he was healthy, he had 20-some-odd targets. He was still a guy to be reckoned with. It's not going to cost you a ton of money. I think, what is it, $5-6 million for the rest of the season, if I'm correct. I mean, if it's a one-year rental, so be it. I don't care. You can restructure stuff next year to get rid of that roster bonus if you need to, if you want to keep him around. His base salary is not high. You're able to get him at a, you know, third-round pick. I'd say go all for it, because you're not going to find yourself in position 6-2 very often, I don't think.
What if it took a second-round pick?
That's tough. Well, once again, I mean, I'd probably think hard and heavy about doing it, yes. Because, like I said, if you're going all in, all for it, and that's what they did for March, right? I mean, for bringing in Russell, bringing in Patrick Queen, they want to win right now. And if they want to win right now, you got that seemingly the quarterback position somewhat figured out, that he can help you maybe go further than maybe the quarterbacks you've had here the past couple of years. If that's what it takes, and if it takes a second-round pick, I wouldn't want to do that. I don't think it would take that much, because he is 31 coming off an injury and has a decent amount of money left on that contract. I would be a little iffy, but if that – put it this way. If I'm taking a two, giving up a two, I better be getting like a fifth back, something to that possibility. But, yeah, I would still – greatly consider that, because you need it. I mean, you can have whatever you could do last week with Van Jefferson, Calvin Austin, all those guys, George Pickens. You throw a top level receiver in there like Cooper Kupp and look at his numbers the past 4 or 5 years and see what he did when he was healthy week one, and he is a top level guy. So yes, I would very well consider doing it.
What grade would you give Russell Wilson for his debut, and does it get better from here?
No, you probably give him a solid B, the B+. I mean, of course, I think it's going to get better. I mean, you hope he doesn't start off with some errant throws like he did in that first quarter where he was not quite sure where he was going to go with the ball. But, yeah, you would assume the guy that hasn't played in pretty much 11 months, 10 months will get better. I thought he played extremely well. It doesn't mean all of his passes were perfect. He can't get better, but he did what a lot of other quarterbacks need to do is get the ball in the vicinity of your playmakers and let them go up and make plays. Okay, he just threw a jump ball to George Pickens. You know what? That jump ball is a pretty high impact play, a pretty high possibility of you making it if you throw it in the right spot and let that guy go get that. So I think he wasn't afraid to take shots, and it sometimes it doesn't work out. This time it does, but I think he'll just continue to get better, and I think you'll see that on the back end of it. I think you'll see stuff, the better running game, the more play action stuff, and more of a scheming to get guys open. So I think it will get better.
Najee might not like my next question for you, but I think it's a legitimate one. What's gotten into him? Why does he look different? Why is he suddenly breaking off long runs?
I would say a combination of things. Number one is you can't run unless you don't have, unless you have a hole, right? I mean, you could be Walter Payton, Barry Sanders in their prime, and if there's a guy in your face, as soon as you get the ball, you're not going to run the ball.
But I would say, just to add quickly, Mark, that at times it seems like he doesn't see a hole when it's there. His vision as a runner has been in question at times.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. But I think he's gotten better at that. I think he's a little bit quicker, a little bit more nimble, a little bit, you know, quick twitch muscles here. I mean, you saw that. He's probably going about 215 right now. It's not like he's a huge bruising guy anymore. That has to help. The downfield blocking has helped as well. Well, I mean, the scheme, too, has helped as well, where he's been able to set up some runs. And so, like I said, I think it should get better. What? Hold on. Nah.
What happened?
The Pepsi guy just asked me a question. So,
what'd he ask?
Whose pickup truck was this? And I said, I have no idea. I was confused. Okay.
Have you heard from Ron lately?
Only happens to me, right there, Joe.
Yeah, of course. Have you heard from Ron lately?
No, Ron's off the grid, maybe. I haven't even talked to him since the hurricane rolled through there, Hurricane Ron.
What if you and I showed up at Ron's door in Florida? What kind of reception do we get? Happy? Come on in, have a beer, stay for a while, or door shut?
I think he'd be very happy for about an hour. Then he'd probably try to, like, shoo you out.
Yeah.
You know, one of those type of things. Unless you go get him some free light, then maybe he would be more welcoming.
He might stick around. Limits, would you like to hop in on the questioning for the big boy? I know you've been very curious about some things.
Yes, big boy. I have a couple of things that immediately come to mind for me. You know about how I felt regarding Patrick Queen, but it feels like over the last couple of weeks, he's really assured himself in this defense and looks like a solid contributor and has really found his role in the Mike Tomlin defense.
Yeah, he came up to me and said he wasn't too happy with this limits guy and he was going to show him that he's really a star player. Not really. I'm joking. Okay, there you go. I mean, you just have to give a guy time, man, to really fit into a new situation. I know he was a guy who's got a big contract making, you know, the highest free agent contract in the history of the Steelers here, but sometimes it takes time. I mean, he's still a young guy, and once again, they're finding a different role for him where he fits in that, and he was able to play extremely well the past couple of seasons, and he's another one that as you move forward, you would have to imagine that he's just going to get better and better and better. I don't think he's missed a snap this year. We tend to rush to judgment on guys. I mean, probably rightfully so. I mean, if you're giving a guy $15 million a year, you want him to be a high-impact player immediately. But sometimes it doesn't work out that way. I think he's a star player, still a young player, and I think it might help him a little bit with Peyton Wilson getting a lot of snaps next to him. But I think he's played extremely well, and I don't see that that's going to be anything less moving forward. I think he's just going to continue to get better.
It doesn't seem like Tomlin loves Roman Wilson. What's happening there?
I don't know. He doesn't, right? That moving train, right before I got on the air, the train was coming right back to the south side, and I saw Roman trying to jump on it, but he couldn't do it. But yeah, I don't know, man. Every time I see him.
It's the Trubisky train.
There was no doubt about it.
Oh, man. You throw these in here and I lose my concentration.
I know. I'm sorry. I didn't do it.
How'd that Trubisky train work out?
Not well. It went off the tracks, I think.
Yeah, Roman Wilson, every time I see him in practice, he looks fabulous. I mean, I don't know what's happening behind closed doors. I don't know if it's not in the book, you know, the playbook. I don't know if he's limited in what he can run route-wise, but it's obviously something that he is not doing correctly. It's not injury-related, health-related, or anything like that. It's probably a guy who's a third-round pick who has missed a huge portion of the season with that ankle injury, and he hasn't been able to catch up and basically learn how to be a pro yet. Now, this is just pure speculation because watching him on the field, he looks like he's one of the top three receivers out there every time I see him. But for Mike to come out there publicly, and he does it low-key, and he does it a lot – the rookies, you wouldn't hear him say anything negative about anybody else. He's probably tried a number of different things and hasn't worked. So let's throw this out here publicly to really see if we can get his attention right now. So that's the only thing I can think of, because physically and out on the field, he looks good to me. Looks above. He looks a lot. He looks better than Van Jefferson, Scotty Miller, Calvin Austin in my eyes.
Interesting. Very odd situation. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Visit Sun Chevrolet, Washington Road, McMurray, or at sunchevy.com. High is 75 today with sunny skies. All right, let's get to the controversy. Ray Fittipaldo, one of the three nicest men in the history of Pittsburgh sports, right up there with Jerry DePaula and Marc-Andre Fleury, asked Mike Tomlin a seemingly innocent question, and Tomlin comes back and...
Nice start.
And lightheartedly, I'll say, but seemed to say you had an attitude. You took an attitude on that question. And then it became a question of whether Tomlin said latitude or attitude. I checked in with Ray after the news conference. He thought it was attitude, but he said the context fit latitude. Benzie, little Benzie, he thought it was latitude. Then the Steelers transcript said attitude. Let's take a listen, big boy, and then let's hear your take.
Regards to Minka's block, why has the competition committee been resistant to maybe opening that up to replay review?
I don't know that the committee has, and as a member of the committee, I can confirm that we haven't been resistant. I don't know where you get that bit of information from.
Well, I mean, replay review overall. I know a couple years ago you had the pass interference that could be reviewed. That was a one-year experiment, but it just seems like...
So you just took a little attitude in terms of that question?
Where do you stand? I'm an attitude guy. He said attitude, big boy. You?
It sounded like attitude, but I just find it hard to believe that Mike Tomlin in that setting would say attitude. So the benefit of the doubt, knowing it was a public setting, I would go with latitude. Now, if it was just us, you know, kibitzing out on the sidelines here, I could see him saying attitude. So I'm going with latitude. But I like the little, what do you call that, Joe? A felt tip dart? Was that what it was?
Yeah, I think that was a felt tip dart from Tomlin. Yeah. See, people saying that the context fit latitude because Ray expanded what replay could be about. I disagree. The context clearly fit attitude because Tomlin, on the first question, seemed to take a little bit of offense because he is a member of the competition committee.
Yes.
And then Ray had the little, well, like that. You were there. Did Ray take on any type of attitude? He might have.
Like you said, one of the top three nicest guys in the world. I probably put him ahead of Marc-Andre Fleury. And I've never talked to Marc-Andre Fleury, but I agree with Jerry DePaula, number one. But I don't think Ray would have anything negative to say like that, trying to stir up something. Now, if that was Benzie, I would definitely say attitude. So,
Did the Steelers' official transcript said attitude? Don't you think they would check with Tomlin if they had any question?
I think I'm pretty sure that that's done by an automated you call that Trent or whatever, that service where you just put your phone up and it automatically transcribes it.
No way.
Right?
There's no way. Yeah. You'd make too many mistakes on that, and it's too important to get the coach's words exactly right. Not here, obviously, but in other situations.
They go through and clean it up, though, but for the most part, maybe it was just a word that came up as attitude, and they just skipped over it. There's probably, I'm guessing there's about a 10,000 word, if not more, press conference, right? So there might have been a word. Hey, but trust me, I've seen them clean it up before.
Yeah, exactly. So when need be, they'll clean it up.
Man, it's a big day. Flip? Maybe for some edge rushers like Ade and Eko, man, who just got here.
I forgot. What'd you think of Eko's performance?
I didn't know he played. I just liked this.
Maybe it was Ade who played. I don't know.
I just was noting Alex Highsmith, really a tackle that was once one of the best tackles in the NFL. So that's
Well, let's put this thing to bed, big boy. Let's hear it one more time. And ultimately, the way I'm going with this is it was slightly contentious, and Tomlin went with attitude, which I actually like here. But I have no doubt that that he said lightheartedly, you took a little attitude, or you took a little attitude with that question. Let's hear it one final time.
I mean, replay review overall. I know a couple years ago you had the pass interference that could be reviewed. That was a 1-year experiment, but it just seems like...
So you just took a little attitude in terms of that question?
Now even hearing it more, I'm thinking latitude.
Oh, this is unbelievable. Where do you stand, Limits?
I think it sounds like attitude, guys.
I mean, their official transcript says attitude. Ray himself thought it was attitude.
Two things could be correct at the same time.
No, they can't.
Yes, Russell Wilson could be the best quarterback for him right now, and Fields could be for the future. It could mean he said latitude, but it sounded like attitude.
It was.
Jack, Joe Starkey wants to know if he said latitude or attitude. To Ray yesterday.
Latitude.
See, Jeff says latitude, and he's number. He didn't even put you in the top three of most nicest people in Pittsburgh.
He's fourth. Tell him he's fourth, Jeff, and I apologize.
Jeff's probably number one, right?
I can't believe
Jerry,
all these guys over there are on the latitude train. It's unbelievable to me. Thank you, big boy.
All right, we'll see you guys.
Bye, Mark.
Nice man, isn't he, Limits?
Wonderful man.
I think so. Coming up, let's get back to the topic of the day, and that is Cooper Kupp. And that's really the Steelers receiver situation. Listen, Hokie thinks they're fine as they are. Is Russell Wilson able to unlock this offense in such a way that the backups are good enough, or the guys behind Pickens, whatever you want to call them, that's good enough? It certainly was last weekend. It was. I would argue that the Jets are banged up in the back end, and you're not going to face teams like that all the time. But maybe that's your take. They're fine. I would never squander a second or third round pick for Cooper Kupp. 412-928-9370. 928-9370. I would. I'm looking for as many good players as I can get. And the word urgency, to me, doesn't begin to describe the Steelers' situation this season. As I mentioned from the top, you got a head coach who hasn't won a playoff game in 7 years. You could go to college twice in that time. Limits. You have a quarterback who's 36, who has no guarantee of anything beyond this season. You have a franchise pillar named Cam Hayward, who's 35 and has been part of one playoff win in his entire career, handed to them by Pac-Man Jones. You have maybe the best defensive player in football, who just turned 30 2 weeks ago, who's been part of no playoff wins. It's urgent around here. Get as many good players as you can. That's what I say.